Hello.
Hi, this is Alex from New York Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential, and I assure you that this is not a sales call.
Okay.
Okay. Well, first question, what would be your zip code?
11725.
Okay, thank you. Next question, are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Okay. Next question, are you male, female, or another gender?
Female.
Female, right? Okay. Okay, what is the year of your birth?
65.
Okay, 65. Okay, next question. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No, right? Okay. All right. What would be your race then? White, Black, American, Asian, Pacific,
White.
Islander? White. Okay. Right. Okay. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Professional degree.
Okay, professional degree. Perfect. Okay, so for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? The answer choices are Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or someone else. Or did you not vote?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Okay. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
I absolutely will vote.
Okay. All right. Okay, so how motivated are you to vote in between a scale of 1 to 10, it says here, are you not at all motivated, being 0, or 10, being extremely motivated?
10.
10, okay. All right, let's see here. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? From a scale of 1 to 10, how much power do you feel that your vote has to create a change in your community?
In my community?
Right. Like, how strongly do you feel that your vote makes a change in your community?
Since I'm a bluefish in a red pond, probably not that much. A 5.
Like a 5 there? Okay. All right. Let's see. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Okay. So we got the answer choices are strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, or somewhat disagree and strongly disagree. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. How do you feel about that?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Okay, regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. Okay, the first one is the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Would you say it matters a lot, somewhat?
It matters a lot.
Okay. Next one would be the election for Congress, the House of Representatives, or the Senate. Would that matter a lot to you as well? Or
It always matters. Yeah, it
right.
matters a lot.
What about the protection of abortion rights?
Matters a lot.
Okay. And protecting the LGBTQ rights?
Matters a lot.
Okay. Thank you so much for your patience with us. Okay, we know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issue? Okay, for each of the following... Okay, I will read you the choices. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. So one answer choice says, nothing will stop me. The next one's, I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. And the next one is,
nothing will stop me.
Okay, for the one, okay, between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. The next one would be election for Congress. Nothing's going to stop you to vote for that one as well?
I mean, Well, I'll already be there. It's not like
you'll
I'm going to vote for
okay.
one.
Right, and then the next...
Together.
Okay, right, and then protecting abortion rights and protecting LGBTQ rights as well.
It's all important. This year, everything is important. It's preserving democracy. You can... I'm totally liberal. You can say strongly for all. You can answer it all. The answer is going to be yes for all. I'm not apathetic. I will be there. It's
you
all
will.
Important.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Next question then. Okay, I know it is a long way off, but the November 2024 election for president were held today. Wait, I'm sorry. Okay, but if the November 2024 election for President Trump were held today, would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris or Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, someone else, or would you... Who would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. All right. If the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, right? Some of these questions are a little bit repetitive. The Democratic candidate, the Republican, or third party, or an independent candidate? The Democratic candidate?
Are we talking about for president?
This
what
one
are we
is
talking about?
The election for Congress. If the 2024
the Democratic
election for
candidate.
Congress.
It's going to be Democrats across the board. You can just answer Democrat across the board.
Okay. Let's see. If you knew that protecting abortion access was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 election? Are you much more motivated?
It wouldn't be much more than I'm already going to be there. So
right,
I mean.
Of course. Okay, next question. We're about halfway there. How much, if anything, have you heard about... Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers. Have you heard about it a lot, some, not much, or nothing at all?
Not
Prop
much.
Prop 1, not much. Okay. Okay, here we go. Okay, here's the text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. So, add certain protections to the state Bill of Rights. Add anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers productive health care and autonomy. Okay, so a yes vote puts the protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no in this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
A yes vote protects them?
A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution.
Yes, so I'd vote yes.
All right. Okay. Based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment would, and you can check all that apply. I'll just go down and you could say yes or no. Okay, so do you think this amendment would prevent discrimination based on age? Do you think it would or not?
I mean, I don't know.
Okay, so we'll skip that one.
I mean, if you put, I have no idea.
Right. Do you think, next one says, do you think this amendment would prohibit housing discrimination?
I mean, I get that that's what they're trying to do. You know, in theory and in actuality are two very different things.
Right.
So, are they asking theoretically or are they asking in reality?
I guess theoretically, it's just asking what if you would think, like what you would think.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, do you think this amendment would strengthen voting rights protections? Perhaps.
Maybe. I mean, it's insane. I don't remember hearing you say voting rights. I just remember you hearing.
Right, so.
Like, I only remember you hearing talking about marginalized groups.
Right, exactly. It adds anti-discrimination provisions to the state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation.
It doesn't say
about voting rights. Uh-huh. So, okay, do you think this amendment would put protections for abortion into the state constitution?
I mean, I think it's pretty... I think it's too broad-based. I think you need a separate amendment to protect... I think you need something separate to protect abortion.
Yeah, I'd have to be something more aiming towards that. Okay, so no on that one. Do you think this amendment would provide protections on the basis of gender?
Perhaps.
Okay. Next one. Do you think this amendment would put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution?
Yeah, perhaps.
Okay. Do you think this amendment would strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities?
Perhaps. I mean, again, all these are marginalized groups, so yeah, that's when you read it, that's how I interpreted it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. Next one. Do you think this, just two more of these, do you think this amendment would give voting rights to immigrants? It's kind of like the first one of the other.
I'm going to say no.
No on that one. Okay. Last one for this one. Do you think this amendment would remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions?
Do I think it would remove their rights? No.
Uh-huh. Do you think it would remove? Okay. No. Okay. Next. Okay. Now knowing that this is amendment.
Do I think this amendment's likely to pass? No.
No. Okay.
But
we'll see. Okay. All right. Now knowing that this amendment would put protections for abortion into the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes? Probably vote yes. Probably vote no.
Yes. I mean, yes. Like,
okay,
again, I live out in Suffolk, the Alabama of Long Island.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. It's like the Alabama of... Okay. All right. Compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that would protect abortion rights, and is that somewhat or much motivated? More or less?
Okay. I'm going to the polls to vote for president to ensure that democracy still exists. So anything else that's on the ballot is just will get filled out based on the fact that I'm there. The most important thing for me in this election is voting for president.
Okay. All right. So let's see. More motivated than in that case. Okay, let's see. All right, next I'm going to read you a series of statements.
All right,
I'm
fading fast. How much longer do you got?
We are 53% complete with the survey. Okay. All right, for each one, please tell me how you much, on a scale of 1 to 10, agree, with 0 means that you don't agree and 10 means that you strongly agree. Okay, we need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants. From zero to ten, how would you agree?
Like 3.
Like a 3? Okay. Next. Everyone regardless of gender or sexuality should have the freedom to marry who they choose.
10.
From 0 to 10. Okay, 10. Alright. Next one. Children should not have access to medical procedures relating to changing their gender without their parents' consent.
What are we defining as children?
I'm guessing, and all children of under the minors. Then I guess, definitely before 18. So this could be young children, even like.
But then this also includes 16, 17, and 18-year-olds. So
those.
I'm gonna have to go with. Do I agree with the statement? No.
Right.
Five.
Uh-huh. Between 0
okay,
to
five.
10, how much you strongly agree
five.
Or disagree? 5. Okay.
Fine.
Okay, next one says, it is important to protect the most vulnerable members of society from discrimination. From 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. Next one, the government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
10.
10 on that one. Okay. Everyone deserves a chance to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
10.
10 on that one? Okay. It is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care.
10.
10 on that one? Okay. It's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups.
3.
Like a 3 on that one? Okay. We need to protect, this is the last one of this type, we need to protect everyone's fundamental freedom to have an abortion.
10.
10 on that one? Okay. All right, next part. All right, so here's a short statement about Prop 1. I'll read it to you. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to the New York State Constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we're seeing across the country. At a moment in time when we are seeing state governments and courts walk rights backwards, this proposal solidifies protections within our state constitution. This amendment would add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. Okay, hearing this statement, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided?
Yes.
Yes, right. Okay. All right. Over the course of a survey, some things change. Sometimes things change. It's okay if your answer did not change. But once again, as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and another state, and local offices. This will matter how likely you are voting. That's almost certain, right? Okay. Okay, next one. Now, which of these following statements do you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right? And is that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing? Okay. So I'll read you statement A. This amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our Constitution. It would strip parents of their rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has special protections based on national origin, which would make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. Now this is statement B. These claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protections in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state's constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity. Do you agree with statement A or B? Much
B.
More? Or B. Okay.
B.
Would that be somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Much more, okay. All right. We're 80% there. Okay. Next, I'm going to read you some things that some people have said are motivating reasons to vote in favor for Prop 1. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means you think this is an extremely motivating reason to vote in favor for Prop 1, 5 meaning that you think this is somewhat motivating, and 0 means that you don't think it is not motivating at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Okay, right now, the first statement, right now the New York Constitution has loopholes that leave many New Yorkers unprotected. For example, it does not adequately protect the right to abortion, does not protect the rights of older New Yorkers, does not protect the rights of those with disabilities. This amendment will close those loopholes and make sure that all New Yorkers are covered and cannot be discriminated against by the government. Okay, so for this statement, between 0 to 10, not motivating, somewhat motivating, or extremely motivating to vote for Prop 1.
Extremely motivating.
Extremely motivating, okay. This is the next statement. Okay. Between 0 to 10, the government is supposed to work for the people, not discriminate against its citizens. By putting these protections directly into our state constitution, we are holding all elected politicians accountable to the standard of equal protection for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government officials using their position of power to take advantage of and discriminate against New Yorkers. From 0 to 10, how motivating would say that is?
Like 7. Again, like, you're talking to the wrong person. You're calling the wrong person. I'm going to be there. And you have to tell whoever designed the survey is too long.
Mm, Right, actually we can. I feel like they know. But, yeah, you can still continue. Let's see. Okay, the next one. Since Roe versus Wade was overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there have been 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access in the state. Now, more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can do to protect the right to abortion in our state so we don't leave it in the whims of out-of-touch politicians who could easily roll back our abortion rights in the future.
Is it 10?
10 on that one. Okay, thank you. All right, next one. Extremist politicians have drafted a plan. Extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies if they came into power in this election, which would impose their white nationalist agenda on our state. I'm sorry. They want to make it harder to get an abortion, threaten the legality of same-sex marriage, discriminate against trans people, and eliminate equity and civil rights initiatives. It is vital that we protect this right in New York to protect the status quo no matter what happens in November.
10.
So with the 10, okay. Next ones. Okay. Sometimes over the course of a survey, things change. It's okay if they do not. But once again, here's a text of Prop 1, an amendment that might appear on the ballot. Do you want me to repeat it? It's the same. It adds
no.
Discrimination provision.
Nothing changed.
Okay. It's still a yes. Okay. Let's see. After reading all this information, are you more or less likely to go vote? You're much more likely, right? Always. Okay. How motivated are you to vote?
I was never not going to vote.
Right, you were, okay.
I can't be any more motivated than I am.
Okay, great, okay. All right, do you consider yourself one, heterosexual or straight, or two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual or four,
I'm heterosexual.
Okay, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Okay. Next one. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
No? Okay. Almost. We're 91% there. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent? Democrat, right?
Democrat.
Okay. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
I'm a strong Democrat.
Okay. How would you describe your employment status? Would you say that you're employed full-time, part-time, temporarily laid
part-time?
Okay. Okay, last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. From around where was it?
Are you going to give me choices? Is this multiple choice?
It is, but it's telling me here not to read the options. It's like race. normally we don't get to this part of the survey, so this is like our first time seeing them as well. Most of the people hang up, so that's why I'm also thanking you for your time.
Well, what's in the, from 75 to 100, or from 100 to, give me what's in those ranges?
Okay. There's one that's from 75 to 84,999. One from 85.
Go higher.
Higher? Okay, so we have 100,000 to 249,000.
What's underneath? What's from 85?
It's 85 to 99,000.
Oh, yeah, I think I'm in there. From all sources?
Let's see. What was your total family income from all sources? Yeah, your total. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate.
I'm gonna have to go. I'm gonna go with. Well, I worked overtime. I don't know. So it's either under 99, and then the next one is 100 to 250. That's a pretty big range.
Right, it's a big range. It's from 100 to 249,000.
Yeah, well, I think I worked overtime, so I'm probably just over 100, so you're going to have to put me in that category.
Okay.
That's a huge range.
Right,
because I never in my life made anywhere close to 200, so. being like on the shallow end of 100 is not the same as being on the upper end of 250.
No.
that is a dumb range, but that's where I am.
Right. It's a lot of money. Okay.
Okay.
There we go. We are done. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Well, thank you once again, and you have a great rest of your day.
All right. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Woo. But I got one. I got one finished. All these surveys. But I got one finished.